Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoques, and we're here today with Tanya Bodsford of Tanya Bodsford Myofascial Therapy and Body Mind Coaching. How are you today, Tanya?
I am great. Thanks so much for inviting me to do this.
Well, and we had you on the show last year.
Right.
And went over a lot of what myofascial massage is and myofascial therapy and how that works in the body. But you've got a lot of new things that have happened.
I've been busy. It's all been exciting stuff.
Yeah, and even just watching your Facebook feed has been really cool. Watching the videos you've been posting, all the information you've been sharing. And so for the people who don't know, let's start off with the basics. Fascia, What is that?
Fascia is a three-dimensional network in our body. It is one continual network without interruption from head to toe. So you can think of it kind of like, have you ever seen one of those really large spider webs, maybe between two trees, big spider web?
Okay.
It's all one continuous unit, right?
Right.
And if you touch one part of that spider web, the whole thing sort of
the whole thing vibrates and wobbles.
Vibrates and moves and shimmers, right?
And you get attacked by spiders violently.
So in that same sense, our fascial system is all one network.
Okay.
And as I'm treating one part of that network, essentially I'm treating the whole body.
Okay.
So again, back to the spider web where you see the interconnections, you know, in between the little webs that connect to the larger circle and it goes, you know, inner from there.
Mm-hmm.
Our fascial system is like that too. So those connections of web from one circle, from one inner circle to the next outer circle, our fascial system is set up in such a way that those are like fluid-filled tubules.
Mm-hmm.
So fascia is, it is a liquid, but it's not like water liquid. It's gelatinous.
Okay.
And so we are more than 70% water.
Right.
And it is the fascial system that contains a large percentage of that fluid.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So basically you have something that encases all the other areas of the body. If you have fascia that's bound up in one area, not only is it going to affect that portion of the body, but also by, you know, because everything in the body is connected, it's going to affect everything that's connected to that.
Yes. So, for example, let's say you have a car accident and you have impact at, say, your hip. Okay. When you receive the impact to your body, it disperses the gelatinous fluid, the fascia in that area. So it becomes dehydrated.
Okay.
So without the free flowing movement of that fascia, you have essentially kind of like shrink wrap around all the soft tissue in that area. So you have shrink wrap around the muscle, but also around the nerves, around the blood vessels, around each cell in that particular area. Now, especially when you have pressure on a nerve, think about that. That radiates pain. So that's why a lot of times people walk into my office and they say, okay, I'm here because I have a knee problem. And through the process of the assessment, I say, I understand you have a knee problem, but let me show you why it's coming from your hip.
Yeah.
You know, so everything is connected. And part of how I work with people is making them understand that we are all connected and that I will be treating other areas of the body, not just where your pain symptoms are showing up. I will treat those areas, but we're going to keep going until we find the source of where that's coming from.
Well, and that's a very crucial difference between, you know, going to your doctor and saying, oh, my foot hurts, and all they x-ray is your foot. And then going to someone who looks at the body holistically and saying, oh, my foot hurts, and them asking, okay, well, how is your, you know, your lower back?
Yeah. You're not just a foot walking around.
What is your posture like? How do you drive? You know, I mean, there's so many
What's your level of stress?
Yes.
Right?
How long do you sit in a chair all day? I mean, there's so many factors. And to think that you can just address, you know, where the symptom is coming out and remedy the problem as a whole is you know, not only short-sighted, but it's a little foolhardy.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's the way modern medicine looks at things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in digging a little deeper, myofascial therapy is a really good add to just your regular regimen if you're dealing with chronic pain issues, I would think.
It is, for sure. So if somebody's listening and they're thinking, you know, I've tried everything. I've mm-hmm. gone over here. I've gone to this doctor. I've gone to this chiropractor. They're doing all the things, but they still don't have the result that they're looking for. When those people find me, mm-hmm. you can just see their countenance change.
Yeah.
Usually after that first session, during that first session, you start mm-hmm. to see the transition happen.
Which has got to be an amazing thing.
It's why I do what I do.
It's what makes life enjoyable.
It is. Yeah.
You're literally taking other people out of pain.
Yeah.
It's kind of the opposite of what I do sometimes. All right. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking today with Tanya Bodsford, myofascial therapy and body mind coach. So as far as what you had going on last year and what you have going on this year, you've got all kinds of new things. You have a new office. You've had new training recently. You've done all kinds of new things. So what kinds of services do you have available in your office?
I have been busy. It's been a busy year and it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, I have moved into a new location, mm-hmm. which has been really exciting. I am now at 440 North Washington.
Okay.
In Suite 7. Really enjoying having my own private space. And my clients feel that too.
Yeah.
Right? Such mm-hmm. a difference. But let's see, 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, I lose track of time, got back from my most recent trainings for myofascial therapy. Mm-hmm. That was super intense. So I did 2 seminars back to back. It was 7 days of hands-on training. Super intense, really.
No kidding. Yeah, because this is not easy work.
It's very in-depth. Yeah. Like and with each seminar, the last one is, or what I have recently taken, they pick right back up from the last one that you take. Mm-hmm. So it's a continuation. You just go deeper.
Right.
It's just going deeper and learning new skills and learning how to use them and when. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, I have added the body-mind coaching to my list of services, which has been a game changer.
Really?
It's a game changer.
In what way?
It's a structured conversation, and in that structured conversation, I can help a person dive deeper into why they are experiencing the, let's say, pain, for example, why they're experiencing the level of pain that they are experiencing. So it's a way to get underneath that. Mm-hmm. If you are not willing to take a deeper look at things, body-mind coaching will not be for you. Mm-hmm. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired,
yeah,
body-mind coaching is for you. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's getting underneath the emotions, yeah, of what's going on. And a lot of times in our culture, when I say the word emotions, people go, whoa, I can't, yeah, feel any emotions. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. That would show weakness, or, you know, that would be socially unacceptable.
A lot of people just deem it inconvenient.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's really inconvenient for me to slow down long enough to feel those really crappy feelings. Mm-hmm. Right. So doing the work is not easy, and it's not for the faint of heart. Right. Healing is messy. It's mm-hmm. not pretty. It's not super fun, but it's really super effective. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't want to get on about your business and do the things that you really want to do,
right,
instead of spending your week? You know, there's so many people who open up their calendar, they look at their week ahead, and it's like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment on Monday. I have this other appointment on Tuesday. Like your week is built around your doctor's appointments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like to help people get back to doing the things that you really want to do.
Well, and that's a really good way to look at any type of mind, body, enmeshment and melding together. Because, you know, in today's society, we often look at those two things as completely separate entities.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one drives the other. One controls the other.
You cannot separate the two.
No, you can't. And it's, you know, even with the research that I've done into traditional Chinese medicine, you know, every organ is associated with a particular set of emotions. And, you know, even in modern science today, we've found that if you look at people who constantly live in a state of fight or flight, where they're living in a state of fear because their anxiety is so high, they will eventually throw kidney stones because their body starts to lose the ability because of all the cortisol that's shooting through their kidneys. Mm-hmm. Now, the cortisol and adrenaline, you start to lose the ability to process calcium correctly. So you can have a picture perfect diet, drink plenty of water, and have no other health issues whatsoever. But because you're dealing with this emotional state that your body is constantly in, you develop a physical manifestation of an emotional problem.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize how potent that can be and how debilitating it can be. So mind-body coaching, you know, in a big way, because of how we look at emotions in this day and age, is essential.
Mm-hmm. Emotions are... they're really awesome messengers. So mm-hmm. part of the way I work with people is teaching them how to, first of all, slow down. Just take a deep breath. It might be as simple as that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just slow your breathing. So I teach people how to connect back in, how to feel your body. That natural body wisdom is always giving you all the information that you mm-hmm. need. If you will just pay attention to it instead of saying, oh, I'll deal with that later. Oh, I'll figure out how to deal with that next week. Or then that turns into that pain has been there for a year. Oh, maybe it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you go numb to it. And people think that that's an acceptable, an acceptable approach. They've numbed out to it. They're not really feeling it anymore. They've gone blind to it. So I invite people to feel that again, as crappy as it may be. Give it permission to be there. It's trying to communicate to you. It's trying to tell you exactly what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, feeling it, recognizing that it's there, giving it permission to be there instead of trying to wish it away. And then learning how to work with that. What do you do from there, right? Well, that's part of the process. It's part of the body-mind reintegration.
Yeah.
And then you get into things like learning how to work with your intuition, which everybody has. But that's another one of those words that when you say to people, they react differently.
Oh, yeah.
Intuition. Oh, my gosh. Is that like woo-woo stuff? I don't know.
Straight up voodoo. Yeah. It's voodoo.
You get a lot of mixed reactions to that word.
Oh, yeah.
And it amazes me every time, because we were all born with that. It's just been kind of edged out as you with each year that you get older. We're really taught in our culture not to depend on that, not to recognize it, not to trust it. And so it's really super fun to get people reconnected in that way. It's our guide. It's our GPS system.
Mm-hmm.
Has so much good information. So what I do is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it every single day.
And that is awesome to hear. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a little break real quick, and we're going to be right back with Tanya Bodsherd of Myofascial Therapy and Body Mind Coaching right after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeSmart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're here with Tanya Bodsford of Myofascial Therapy and Body Mind Coaching right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. So before the break, we were getting into a little bit about the body mind coaching, but moving back to the myofascial therapy. I know myofascial release therapy has a lot of applications, and it's also something that's not very widely known. Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things did they focus on in this seminar that you recently went to? Because you said they went deeper. So there's always new techniques to learn in any field. So, you know, what was the main focus?
So these last two seminars, the first one was a cervical thoracic seminar. So new techniques to treat things that I'm already treating, but it's like a new approach or, you know, new things to add to what I'm already doing. And what I learned are things that will help in, let's say, TMJ, for example. I see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So I have new tips and tricks, right, for TMJ. I also see a lot of migraines, and this seminar had a lot of different ways to approach that. Stress headaches right along with that.
Oh, yeah.
And whiplash is a big one, too. That's a common thing. Whiplash can really hang around years. We're talking years, right? Mm-hmm. So people have been trying for years to resolve what they have going on in their neck from an old whiplash injury. And learned several new things in this seminar as a way to approach that one, too. And then the in the thoracic part of that, which is the mid-back, cervical being the neck, thoracic being the mid-back, that brings in the shoulder complex because you're talking about the scapula, the shoulder blades, which are a part of the shoulder complex. And so tons of new techniques to approach things like frozen shoulder, rotator cuff issues. Those are probably two of the most common shoulder issues that I see in my office. But sometimes people come in and they're like, you know, my shoulder hurts. I don't know why, right? Yeah. But my shoulder hurts. So they haven't been given a diagnosis per se, but they know that something's going on with my shoulder. I can't raise my arm to open my kitchen cabinets, right? Things like that. Or they're getting dressed, and especially with men who keep a wallet in the back pocket, they can't reach their arm around that far anymore for whatever reason. And they don't know why. They don't know what's going on. They just know their shoulder hurts, right?
Right.
So I get a fair amount of those that come in as well without a diagnosis. And so all those things together that I learned in that particular seminar have been profoundly helpful in the clients that I'm already seeing. And in new ones as they come along. And then the second seminar was a rebounding seminar, which is a technique of, it actually kind of creates a gentle oscillation in the body. So if I have somebody on my treatment table, it's just a very gentle, almost like a rocking back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it can look a lot of different ways, but I'll just keep it as simple as possible. It's based on the same theory as why we rock our babies, because it's soothing, it's calming to the nervous system. It stimulates that part of the nervous system, which is the parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. It stimulates that part, which is very calming. So for people, and I love that you mentioned this earlier, for people whose nervous system has become stuck in a pattern of fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And I would just add to that, there's also that freeze response, right?
Yeah.
So they're in fight or flight or freeze. People who are in that freeze response they literally feel stuck. They're frozen, you know?
Yeah.
So rebounding is a really cool way to stimulate that part of the nervous system, turn off that fight, flight, or freeze response so that in that calmer state, you can go deeper into the connective tissue and release the restrictions that are hanging out in whatever particular area is involved.
Well, and to add to that a little bit more, like the lymphatic system is a gravity fed system.
Right.
So, you know, using that oscillation method, that's actually something that's been used by a lot of holistic health practitioners to loosen up things in the lymphatic system that the body is having trouble getting out, you know, lymph nodes that are swollen, things of that nature. You know, that's a lot of what tapping on the face can do as well to help release, you know, things that are trapped in the lymphatic portions behind the sinuses or in the neck, and it helps that drain.
Yeah.
So that's actually a pretty interesting application that I was not aware of. That's really cool.
Yeah. You'll see that show up in other therapies too. Just because I do have a background in physical therapy, oftentimes, especially with pediatric patients, you'll see that and they have therapy swings, right? Because it creates that that rhythmic movement to stimulate the vestibular system, among a whole range of other things. But the basic principle is to stimulate that part of the nervous system to initiate a more calm feeling.
Well, and also a lot of times, like you're saying with fight, flight, or stuck, or freeze, you know, your nervous system becomes accustomed to whatever state of mind you most commonly put it in.
Absolutely. And
you can literally get stuck just because that's the only way it knows how to be anymore.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, I mean, it can be a very scary place to be, but it's not something you can't shake yourself out of, literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For those of you who are just jumping in here, we're talking with Tanya Botsford of Myofascial Therapy and Body Mind Coaching. So going into applying some of those concepts to body mind coaching, you know, you and I have talked a lot off the air, you know, in regards to what you do, how you do it, and how all of this melts together. And, you know, one of your professions is definitely just a really nice add to the other.
It's so beautiful. So I mentioned that in the past year, I've added the body-mind coaching. And the reason I was so drawn to that is because of how profoundly, in such a beautiful way, it flows together with the work that I am already doing in the realm of myofascial therapy. It complements it so well. It was so easy for me to incorporate that into what I was already doing. And by doing that, I'm seeing even better results. It's just amazing. I said earlier that it's been a game changer.
Yeah.
And it just has. It's just made such a significant difference in the results that my clients get.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting how when people become a certain age, and usually, at least what I've found in my office, is the cutoff point is somewhere around the early 30s, late 20s. That usually is when, if you have carried a set of emotions for a long enough period of time, they start to morph into a physical problem. And so most of the time, people who are, you know, 28, 30 or under, you know, you're dealing with straight up medical issues. You know, things that are going to be temporary, the body's going to heal, the body's going to fix, and you're going to move on. You know, if you get past the age of 30 and you're still dealing with a chronic issue that you had in your 20s, 9 times out of 10, there's an emotional root to that problem. And when you start, it doesn't really matter where you start either. You can start with the emotions, or you can start with the body or the muscle tissue or whatever it is that they've developed as a result of those emotions, you know.
Because they're all
connected.
They're all connected. You cannot separate one from the other.
Yep.
So I love to work with people who are really ready to dive in. They're really ready to go a little bit deeper.
Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up here, but, you know, get me some digits. How do people get in contact with you? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook? What you got going on?
Okay, I do have a website. You can check that out at tanyabotsford.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at tanya.mfr. If you want to give me a call, that number would be 931-261-5262.
All right. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for being here today. This has been an awesome conversation, super educational. And thank you for joining us for Local Matters.